Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Giovane fotografia italiana.
Giovane fotografia italiana, Young Italian Photography, is back again this year within the framework of Fotografia Europea. And it's now in its 10th edition. As we can undoubtedly say, it has become one of the key showcases for emerging artists who place photography at the heart of their practices and their research. This year, the exhibition venue moves to the third floor of the Palazzo dei Musei in Reggio Emilia. Once again, seven talents have been selected by an international jury and will be exhibiting in the group show. As always, various ways of approaching the medium will be compared, so we will see shots from a more narrative approach of a constructed image through to post photography. As always, we have chosen the theme that we have always called upon the artists to interpret. This year, the theme is that of belonging, which we feel to be a very topical one. The sense of belonging is something fundamental, a need of the human being that has always been there. But nowadays, the tension between different ways of viewing the notion of belonging emerges very strongly. It is an ambivalent concept, because belonging to a community, for example, can be a form of oppression in some cases and a form of resistance in others. There are those who imagine new and novel forms of collective belonging, but it can also be something very intimate, very private. It's a concept that ultimately has to do with our notion of freedom. And we asked these artists how their generation interprets this theme, the concept of belonging. Eleonora Agostini, for example, explores the relationship between identity and work. In this case, the images on display come from a study on waitressing through her analysis of the set of gestures seen as performative act and the space of action of a waitress, who is actually her mother. Sofia Chotterbock, on the other hand, takes her starting point from a biographical episode. She was born in Ukraine, but renounced Ukrainian citizenship in order to take Italian citizenship. Through a number of trips to her country of origin, she activates a creative process of identity rediscovery, transforming a typical Ukrainian flat into a place of memory in which she takes staged photographs and uses traditional objects to recreate and explore this identity. Giulia Mangione, on the other hand, with an approach that combines documentary and fictional photography, reflects on society's collective fears, going in search of places associated with myths concerning the apocalypse and the end of the world, meeting communities that live in seclusion and which are therefore linked to particular religious cults, so that they feel more protected while living in situations well beyond what is considered normal. Davide Degano, on the other hand, with a multi-layered narrative approach, uses his novel Meticcio, which is the title of the work, to reconnect to the colonial heritage of fascist Italy, with the internal migrations of the post-war period, the migrations of today, in order to explore all those margins that lie at the heart of the true Italian identity, thereby questioning the very concept of such identity, at least that most widespread and most commonly accepted. Instead, the one that he presents focuses on what is normally excluded from identitary narratives. The exhibition path continues in the central corridor with Andrea Camiolo's Manhattan Project. As is clear from the title, the reference imagery is that of scientific research from the 1940s and 1950s. In fact, the author immediately declares how these images were created, thanks to the use of artificial intelligence, which, in turn, drew on images that were not produced by Andrea Camiolo, but that came from a famous 1977 photographic book entitled Evidence by Larry Sultan and Mike Mandel, who posed the very theme of photography as evidence. So Andrea Camiolo's project contains many references and many levels of interpretation of reworking the authoritativeness of imagery on the veracity of these images in a continuous questioning of them, thanks also to the use of artificial intelligence. On the opposite wall is Carlo Lombardi's project entitled La carne dell'orso, the bear's flesh, which uses material from the photographic archives of the Abruzzo, Lazio and Molise National Park through a whole series of new shots taken by the artist, and which is in fact a profound reflection on the relationship between man and nature and on the practices adopted over time to protect the Apennine bears, and which in fact, we might say, turn out to be just the way they are portrayed in the artist's shots, reflecting a kind of human domestication of nature. In the side corridor, we find Eleonora Paciullo's Theophany project, which is a research on the rites and stories of the Locri area. This is a research that the artist carries out on several levels. First of all, through research into the photographic archives of the National Archaeological Museum of Locri, through a whole series of new photographs taken, and through a great number of video performances in which even recent rituals are reenacted so as to afford a reappropriation of the traditions of that place and a reconnection also with the traditions of her own family, since Locri was the territory of the artist's grandparents.